This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Those who live today remember those who do not. Those who know freedom remember today those who gave up life for freedom. And in our memories, in our hearts, we hold them close to us still. They are what we can only aspire to be, the epitome of human love, to lay down one's life so that others might live.
Memorial Day means something different to everyone. For many, it signifies the beginning of summer, barbecues, parties, and discount sales. Yet other people choose to celebrate Memorial Day by honoring all veterans, by thanking everybody for their service and remembering living and dead. You know, neither of these is really what Memorial Day was designed for. With all the distractions, it can be easy to forget the holiday's real purpose: honoring American servicemen and women who died in combat. Yeah, I guess Memorial Day is different for everybody. You want to know how my family celebrates Memorial Day? As an Army Green Beret who spent his adult life fighting this war on terror, my wife and my three boys, Memorial Day is a really big deal. Every year, we gather around our flag, and I tell them stories of the 23 brothers that I lost in this war. Men like Pedro Papi Munoz. Pedro was 47 years old. He was nearing retirement in the Golden Knights parachute job. All he had to do was just finish that tour and he was done. Instead, he rejoined his beloved Special Forces when the towers fell on that September day. And you know, even at 47 years old, Poppy could outrun most of the members on his team who were half his age. My boys love it when I tell that part of the story. In January 2005, on a mission to target a Taliban commander in western Afghanistan, Poppy, as always, was the first through the door. He found himself face to face with the Taliban commander they were after. This guy was hiding behind his own wife with his machine gun resting on her shoulder. And with no regard for his own life, Poppy pushed her aside, and in the process, both men shot each other and fell. His team pulled him out of the room and fought like hell to keep him alive that night, but Poppy died, leaving behind his wife Gisela and his daughter Dahlia to carry on. But you know what? When I tell that story to my boys, we remember and we honor, but we don't stop there. We ask ourselves, what can we learn from the selfless sacrifice of men like Poppy? What type of loyalty does it take to go back to being a Green Beret at 47 years old? And how much courage is required to be the first in the room every time? And what amazing compassion it must take to give your life for a woman you've never even met. Yeah, I don't have a problem with the parties on this day and the discount sales. But can we take a few minutes to remember, a few minutes to honor, and most importantly, to recommit ourselves to a better country, to a better family, to a better community? That's what this day means to me. What does it mean to you? To the Leon God, they
lay in the sign last hour. That's our good friend, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, former Green Beret, with his sentiment about the holiday. And I say this is a holy day. And as I've been sharing with my friends on Twitter and Facebook, is that, you know, for the families of the fallen, every day is Memorial Day. And Scott puts it and understands it with balance. And that is that, yeah, for some, you know, this can be a retail opportunity of barbecue and fun. But in the midst of it all, my prayer is that
you will truly remember and understand what Memorial Day is all about in America. Thank you.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop. Now, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you as we honor are fallen over a million. I was looking at the numbers. It's like 1.2, 1.3, but well over a million Americans, men and women, who have paid the ultimate price for the freedom that we enjoy today. This is what Memorial Day is all about. And some people get confused about it. They think that somehow it's about honoring, you know, all the vets. And we have Veterans Day for that. Well, let's bring our professor in, the historian himself, our favorite one, of course. Bruce Kaufman is with us, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. His work has appeared in magazines, newspapers nationwide. He regularly lectures on a number of historic topics. Bruce, always good to have you with us, especially on a rather hallowed day as today is, Memorial Day, remembering those that have fallen on behalf of the freedom that we enjoy today in this country of ours.
Absolutely, Bill, and a Memorial Day to all your listeners. I'm here in Washington, D.C., where a great deal of the ceremony takes place, and so it is a hallowed day. Memorial Day, as I'm sure many of your listeners know, is there are two days. We're one country in the world that honors our veterans on two separate occasions, actually on several, but the two main ones, of course, are Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. Veterans Day honors all of our veterans, living and dead. Memorial Day is in some ways even more sacrosanct because it honors those who made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our country.
Yeah, and this is really important to keep it clear because sometimes, you know, ceremonies are out there. And they lead people to believe that it's about the armed services. Yes, but in a subordinated way, primarily, as you say, Bruce, it is about those that have fallen. In fact, I was looking at the numbers last night. It was over 1.1 million Americans have given their life in all the wars that America has been involved in. I mean, that is a huge number.
It is a huge number. And to give that number some context, is that a lot of those wars, good or bad, supported or not supported, were all about promoting or defending or supporting freedom around the world, not just here. In fact, we really, in terms of the wars that we fought in, most of them have been fought overseas, where we've been helping other nations
right.
defend the freedoms that they hold dear, just as we do.
And I think this was something, if we can bring a little politics into this, only because of the recent visit overseas and with our president there at NATO, asking NATO, in fact, Secretary of State Tillerson had met with the NATO leaders before, were their representatives, and said, look, it's time to, it's time to be fair here.
Yeah.
It's not fair that the American people, you know, carry the water for every nation just because you think we're well off. I mean, it's the people who are $20 trillion in debt plus, and you know, adding to that is taking care of you.
Yeah.
And, you know, when Tillerson spoke to them, they seemed to say, well, nobody asked. So now that Trump says and reminds everybody, hey, look, get out your checkbooks. You know, the mainstream media, of course, critical of everything that involves Trump, couldn't help themselves because this overseas trip, I think, was tremendous and went a long way in reestablishing an American position that, you know, is shades and memories of Reagan to a degree.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, what Donald Trump was saying, which no one has been saying for a long time, but needed to be said, is that most of the members of NATO are not paying the agreed upon share of their GDP in terms of their own defense. And we've been shouldering a lot of that load. And Trump is just, he's saying, you know, now he's changed his mind on NATO. He now believes it's relevant and important. But he has every right to say, guys, you need to step up and pay your fair share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a couple dozen that aren't, mm-hmm. you know, and said, well, they were a little uncomfortable. They should be uncomfortable. And I like the way he framed it, that it was the American people. But, you know, getting back to the solemnity of this day, and you and I have talked about this, Bruce, before, and I put out the question again this year, talked to many people again this year about the salutation of Memorial Day. You know, and when I ask people about, you know, because it's very easy, you know, here in America, everything's happy. Memorial Day is not, to me, a happy day.
No.
It is a holy day. It is one where we remember those that gave the ultimate price. And it's, I don't know, to me, you know, you look back and remember, even with some help of some great movie production over the years that have been done about the wars that we fought, the bravery, you know, documentaries that are done. In fact, I was just watching another documentary on Normandy, and there was, I think, a 92-year-old World War II vet that was visiting the area, this time not with guns blaring, but just out there on the beaches of Normandy. And, oh, my gosh, Bruce, it's so profound. I mean, it just, you know, again, puts you in the right perspective. And these are the things that we're losing. You know, the further away, this is why history is so important. And I just so respect what you do. And I'm so grateful for you that you're available to come on the show and remind everybody of these historic moments that so many in this new generation, the millennials, quote unquote, are losing. And I don't say it disrespectfully. You know, about them, that they're busy about video games and other things. I understand how the world goes and how culture evolves, but I'm saying to them that you're missing something that is so important and is part of the woof and wharf of your DNA, and you need to somehow come together and embrace it and become aware of our rich legacy.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. I mean, as Ronald Reagan put it, I'm talking about, this is one of these speeches that I'm talking about, a threat to the American spirit. If we don't know who we were, we don't know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's absolutely, and as David McCullough, one of our great historians, said, you know, not knowing our past is no different. A nation that doesn't know its past is no different than a man with amnesia.
Exactly.
It can't function. And that's why understanding our past, both good and bad, and that's the other thing that I always stress, you need to remember the bad as well.
Exactly.
Because the bad, you learn from the bad. Mm-hmm. Again, where I live, okay, Alexandria, Virginia, it used to be where slaves were auctioned off,
mm-hmm.
sold down to Virginia, but also North Carolina, whatever, because the Potomac River, boats, the slaves would come up, they'd auction them off. The same place that slaves were once auctioned is now government and private office buildings, and where African Americans are leaders of these businesses, are for many years, the mayor of Alexandria was African American. You learn from your past.
And that's all part of the rich history and redemption of America. We've never claimed perfection, Bruce.
No,
we've never claimed it. Yes, we want to make America great again. And for a while there, the sentiment was, oh, it's just America being arrogant. But as you say, there's balance in remembering. I think Orwell said, he who controls the past controls
the future. Yep.
Future, right?
Yep,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's pretty powerful.
Yep.
And when you think about that, kids, it is so incredibly important. And this is why we choose to honor the fallen, honor our country, and but particularly the fallen and the families as well, who are home today with empty chairs around the table, knowing someone's missing, someone near and dear for them. And for those families, we say thank you. And thank you is just seems like there's so much more to be said.
Books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live. live.
It's Memorial Day, and the music representing all the branches of service for those that have fallen and paid the ultimate price, as we remember those that paid the ultimate price of freedom for the families of our fallen every day, is Memorial Day. Our conversation continues with historian Bruce Kaufman. Bruce, you are in D.C. right now, and Rolling Thunder is an exciting annual event. Tell our audience about that. We're talking about the 30th year, right?
We're talking about the 30th anniversary of Rolling Thunder. Rolling Thunder is a gathering of up to a half a million veterans who are also motorcycle enthusiasts, mostly Harley Davidsons, I have to say, and that's an American motorcycle. Yeah. So every year they start at the Pentagon parking lot and they cross Memorial Bridge. We're talking up to a half a million bikers. And they go around the National Mall, and then they come back to the Lincoln Memorial, which is at the foot of Memorial Bridge. And it was founded by two Vietnam vets who were also motorcyclists in 1987. They put out a call for a bunch of vets and bikers to join them in Washington, D.C. to remember their fallen comrades, but also to support the U.S. military. And so 25,000 showed up. And so these guys, Artie Muller and Ray Manzo, decided to do this every year. And they named it after Operation Rolling Thunder, which was a bombing campaign that Lyndon Johnson ordered in 1965 against the North Vietnamese. But the point of this, and Rolling Thunder is now a chartered corporation. It's a nonprofit. It's got 90 chapters around the country. And their whole job is to work on behalf of veterans, okay, to make sure that they get better medical treatment than they've been getting, to make sure that they have that their benefits are adequate to their needs. This is payback for their service.
Yes.
But the chief thing, and if any of your listeners have ever seen them riding across those bikes, on the back of almost every one of those bikes are flags that say POW and MIA, Prisoners of War and Missing in Action. The chief purpose of Rolling Thunder is to remind the federal government, and they've been trying to remind the federal government for 30 years now, that there are some 80,000 veterans around the world who are still missing in action, still considered prisoners of war, still alive. Maybe we don't know how many of them are alive. But the point is that's why those flags are there, to remind them that the federal government for the last 30 years has not done enough to pressure the governments that are holding these POWs and MIAs to release them and let them come back home. That is the main purpose of Rolling Thunder. And as Ray Manzo and Artie Muller have said, and they go visit the White House every time they're up here, until that happens, Rolling Thunder is going to roll on every year to remind the people, the American people and the government, that are those who have served in our country, served, sacrificed in defense of our freedoms and freedoms of our allies around the world, they are still out there. Their story needs to be told, and they need to be brought back home.
You know, a bit of that story was told recently in an episode of Madam Secretary when some remains were brought. Of course, this was a storyline, but you get the sense of what, you know, the call for closure for the families, what they must feel, you know, for MIAs and POWs. And, you know, and in the case, you know, just what these families must feel, Bruce.
Yeah.
And not knowing.
Yeah. And oh, absolutely, Bill. I mean, you look at any time, I guarantee you 99% of families would rather know, absolutely know the fate of their missing loved ones. Okay, they're dead. Now closure can come.
Exactly.
The fact that so many are out there and they have no idea. Okay, there have been, according to Artie Muller, there have been 10,000 sightings of Americans still in captivity in Vietnam.
Unbelievable.
And so, you know, for those families, they have no idea how true the story is. They have no idea what their captivity is like. They have no idea if they're still alive. Yeah, bringing them home or finding out that they're not alive, one way or the other, there's closure. And that's not what's happening.
Well, to me, that's absolutely disgraceful. You know, you talk about the good and bad history of America. The fact that for whatever political reasons that we have Americans being held captive, that is even possible today, the 21st century America that we live in is just disgusting. And God bless Artie Muller and Ray Manzo for their heart to keep this in front of the politicians. And maybe, just maybe, Trump might be the one to do something differently, you know, for vets not only involved in the VA, but also something like this that has been going on for a long time, Bruce.
Absolutely. And Ray Manzo and Artie Muller have said, until that happens, we're going to keep doing this till our last breath. Both of them have said that, and you're right. God bless them for that, because somebody had to start doing that.
You know, also this day, we're called to mind, speaking of where you are right now, is the Tomb of the Unknowns, Bruce. You and I have talked about this before. What an incredible ceremony and touching ceremony that is done 24/7,
yep,
every day of the year. Even in, like, in the case of September 2003, when Hurricane Isabel was bearing down on Washington, D.C., as you'll recall, the guards were told, I mean, they've never left their post, they've always been there, but the guards were told, go ahead, seek shelter, this storm, you need, you know, for your own safety, get out of here. They absolutely refused.
Yep.
They kept guard. They unselfishly stood their post to honor their fallen comrades, even in the face of a hurricane.
Yep. Yes, sir. Today being Memorial Day, there will be a wreath-laying ceremony at the World War II Museum. There will be a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. And it'll end with a wreath-laying ceremony and an observance at the Vietnam Memorial. That is what Memorial Today is all about today.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your time with your families, as Bruce said. And, you know, and I pray that you would pause and remember why you have the freedom that you have today. Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. I mean, this is it. And there are over a million men and women who not only heard that statement, but died for that statement.
Yep.
For the
and
sake.
Again, Bill, died not only for our freedoms,
yes,
but to preserve the freedoms of people around the world who have been inspired by our freedoms. Our freedom started in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm, and we created a government where everyone is free, and people around the world were inspired by that. They saw us as a beacon of light, and in return, we have gone out and fought wars to make sure to help them defend those freedoms that
exactly
we inspired them to attain.
Well, Bruce, 10 seconds. Remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
HistoryLessons.net. You can read my column on www.historylessons.net.
There it is. Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Thank you, Bruce. Enjoy yourself. Give the guys a hug for us out there. Rolling Thunder.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez, always great to have you along with us. And got a real treat. I want to jump into this right away. It is an honor to have Senator Tom Coburn, who is also an MD, as you know. And certainly you've heard me brag about the senator many times on the show for all the right reasons, let me tell you. And we're going to talk about his brand new book, Smashing the D.C. Monopoly, Using Article 5 to Restore Freedom and Stop a Runaway Government. Senator, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, Senator, you say, and we've all been saying here for an extended period of time, the federal government is out of control. That is the question. That is the driving question and the reality from which your book, Smashing the D.C. Monopoly, pivots.
Well, it is. And, you know, the problem is you won't hear this word in Washington. But if you talk in international financial circles, you'll hear it all the time. USA is bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have counting our debt, we have $144 trillion of obligations due in the next 50 years. $144 trillion.
That's a lot of money there. What is that per person?
Well,
What is that per person?
Well,
like $150,000 per person, assuming everybody's got skin in the game?
Yeah. If you take taxpayers, it's almost $1 million a person. And if you take families, it's almost $1 million a person. But for the millennials, who are the largest demographic we have today, there's 85 million of them. Mm-hmm. For them, it means over the next 50 years, it's $30,000 a year that they're going to have to pay that they get no benefit from.
Exactly.
So what you're going to see is a marked decrease in standard of living for them. So to me, that is a tremendous moral issue. And if you look at history, what causes republics to die? Well, debt is one, spending money they don't have on things they don't absolutely need.
Mm-hmm.
But number two is losing the virtue of their society.
Exactly.
And when our leadership fails to accept stealing from another generation so you don't have to make hard choices today, and they accept that as a normal moray for our society, we're sunk. So the question no longer is can Washington fix what ails us? They can't. They won't. Mm-hmm. They never will, because they're not going to make the hard choices that are necessary until they get forced to make those hard choices.
Exactly.
Now, they could. If all of a sudden the international financial community would say, we're just not going to loan them any more money, we're not going to buy any more of the bonds, all of a sudden you would see real difficulty coming towards us in terms of making the hard choices.
Well, they're having a tough time right now, even with President Trump's budget offering. You know, a little cutback here and there, and they're screaming like no end.
Well, you realize there's 112 programs in what he's cutting that are not authorized by Congress, but they're appropriating money for.
Mm-hmm.
So if, in fact, you're going to appropriate money, at least you ought to say we authorize that this money ought to be spent. In other words, we agree. We're going to make a positive vote that we ought to spend this money. But they won't do it, because then they have to be on record for voting for it.
Exactly.
And they know a good portion of that's what. Here's an interesting thing, Bill. You heard all the uproar on Medicaid?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the two states in the last year that have done audits of eligibility have each found in excess of 500,000 people who were on Medicaid. When they compared it to their auto loans, their asset base was significantly higher than what was required to be on Medicaid. So what they were doing is cheating. Well, 500,000 people in the first two states that have done a audit of eligibility, just multiply that by, let's say, 20. That's 10 million. That's 10 million states. 10 million people.
10 million people, right, exactly.
Well, that's, you know, what that is 700, that is 700, billion, no, $70 billion just for those, if you were to extrapolate just the 40% of the state.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
So we what we've done is a couple of things. One, we're spending money we don't have. We have undermined personal responsibility. We've allowed people to cheat with no consequences. We have undermined the virtue of our society through their education system that has been destroyed by the federal government. And the only market in our, the only two things in our whole society that markets don't have an influence on is education and healthcare.
Yeah.
And those are the two that we struggle with.
Exactly.
And the reason that we struggle with those is because Congress won't address the real issues. They'll treat the symptoms but not address the real issues.
Well, when their focus is about being reelected, as you know, Senator Coburn, a lot gets lost in translation and becomes subordinate to the main reason of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness from the bureaucrat's viewpoint.
Well, and that's the key point I make in my book is one of the things, liberty is about, it's not just about liberty and having the ability to do certain things. It's about having the freedom to choose certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have now is a large cadre of unelected bureaucrats that are limiting our freedom every day. If you think about why we're not growing the way we should be growing, is we're now 17th in the world in terms of economic freedom. So what that says is that the bureaucracy and the government is now impeding economic growth rather than encouraging it and supplanting and supporting it. So here we sit trying to grow and not growing, and the Federal Reserve is printing money like crazy, yet we're not growing. And it's because we have taken away the economic freedom that is necessary to that, and also we've not had the rule of law that should be applied and was applied the first 200 years of our history.
Well, interestingly enough, Tom, the Bruce Thatcher, a good friend of ours, who wrote a follow-up book on immigration, he's the founder of History Speaks Today, wrote quite the book on the rise and decline. And to your point, he's in studying nations and empires who've come and gone. One of the first things that they do is abandon their foundational principles. And certainly we can see clearly that that has been the case here in the United States of America. And we have a great future ahead if we don't do something about it.
I agree. But that, you know, that's one of many issues. So these are all symptoms of failing freedom. So how do we go in and treat the disease? And we treat the disease by using the wisdom of our founders, the very tool that is big enough to solve this great big problem we have, which is loss of federalism, loss of freedom, gigantic overreaching federal government, spending money on things that we don't need, and sacrificing the future of our country. And the way we do that is through an Article 5 convention. By the way, the original Bill of Rights came about because James Madison and John Jay were getting ready to file the paperwork for an Article 5 amendments convention. And Congress said, whoa, I think we'll pass this. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have to do is we have to send the signal to Washington, we want you to start making the hard choices. Otherwise, we're going to make them for you.
Well, you know, the interesting thing in this one headline about your book, it says, to make America great again, Senator Tom Coburn argues the people not Washington, D.C. must be empowered. The fact of the matter is the people have the power. They're just not, they are not, what do I want to say? They're just not grabbing onto the power that they have. We don't have to wait on something. It is right there in our Constitution, our right to run this government. It is the elites who have turned this upside down, and they have it that, we're serving somehow, we're paying our debt at their behest, but the fact of the matter is they're serving at the people's behest, aren't they?
That's right. And so the real issue is we have 2.2 million, that's a large number of people. We're going to grow that to over 10 million people in the next 2 years. And the answer to your question is people don't know that this is in the Constitution.
Exactly.
They don't know we have the ability to do this.
And our founders wanted most decisions made at the state government. They wanted made at the federal government.
And the reason for that is you can actually have, as an individual citizen, you can have a great deal of influence on your own representative or your own state senator, or you can have very little influence on your federal representatives. Mm-hmm. So we have the ability to do this, and as we educate more and more people, and more and more people get excited that here, finally, if we don't have to depend on Washington anymore, we can actually take this into our own hands. We can send our delegates to Washington. We can actually make them have a balanced budget amendment. You know, ask yourself the question, why isn't there a balanced budget amendment?
Exactly.
Because they don't want to make the hard choices. And it's easy to spend your kids' money. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they're doing.
Senator, do you...
So we can have a balanced budget amendment.
Can I interrupt you for a second? Do you have a couple more minutes? Because I know that we need to get into a little bit more of the solution. Can you give me about nine more minutes here? Would that
Absolutely.
Be okay?
Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Our conversation continues with Senator Tom Coburn, Dr. Coburn as well, former U.S. Senator. His brand new book, Smashing the D.C. Monopoly, Using Article 5 to Restore Freedom and Stop Runaway Government. Senator, we were talking initially about the problem that we have here in this runaway government that is out of control. And I wanted to give you a little bit more time because it's important that people understand that there is a solution, that we don't have to take it anymore. The people back in November made a decision. They came out in record numbers, turned the establishment upside down because of the insanity that had been going on in the Beltway. But they need to know there's critical follow-up. The citizenry needs to be activated, but we need to be activated with knowledge and with power and with reason. And I wanted to give you that opportunity to give us a plan on how we can do that.
Okay. First of all, let me give you a reference. Anybody that wants to find out more about this can go to conventionofstates.com.
Okay.
And it gives all the background, all the history. They can read my book, which gives even a further, deeper history and a deeper background, and they can do that. Number two is they can participate themselves in changing things by signing up and becoming part of this. So here's the basis of it. Our founders said that whenever two-thirds of the state agree that the Constitution should be amended, they can, in fact, call for an amendment convention. Now, there's some real difficulties in how you do that because they have to be the same call. Mm-hmm. In other words, you can't say, I want to eliminate the ability to burn the flag and have a constitutional convention do that, and then combine that with something that balances the budget. So we have a three-prong attack. It says, one, we think that the federal government ought to live within its means, which would institute a balanced budget amendment using general accepted accounting principle, because federal government and most state governments cheat with their numbers. None of us can do what they do.
It's that government math. It'll get you every time. You're right.
That's right.
Yes.
The second thing is to limit the scope and jurisdiction. The ability of the federal government to reach into Minnesota or Oklahoma and tell our states what they have to do is on the basis of a very wrong interpretation by the U.S. Supreme Court back in 1931 called Philbin.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is they told a farmer from Ohio that because he didn't buy wheat in interstate commerce and grew 18 acres of wheat that he wasn't allowed to grow, even though he used it for feeding his family and feeding his livestock and plant wheat, that interstate commerce would say he had to do what the federal government says, not what he wanted to do as a free farmer in Ohio. So limiting the scope and jurisdiction of the federal government to restore us back to what our founders intended, which means interstate commerce is exactly what it means. That means the exchange of goods across states.
Exactly.
It's not the lack of an exchange of goods across states.
Mm-hmm.
And limit that ability, then that stops the Department of Interior from telling you how you'll manage your land in your state. It stops all these other overreach. It stops the Department of Education telling your schools what they will and won't do. It's interesting to note that Thomas Jefferson said for the federal government to ever be involved in education would require an amendment to the Constitution.
Hmm.
Now, we don't have that amendment, but we've spent $3.7 trillion since 1976. And there's not one parameter of education that's better, and there are many that are worse.
Exactly.
So if we limit the scope and jurisdiction of the federal government, we force them to make the hard choices when it comes to spending money and raising taxes, and we limit the terms of both appointed and elected officials, we will reinstitute a federalism and a restoration of liberty and freedom
that we haven't seen in 30 or 40 years in this country. And with that will come tremendous economic growth, but also a positive attitude about our country in the future, and that we can. You know, if you go around the world and you ask 30 years ago what people think about, or 40 years ago, what do people think about America? You're the country that says you can. Doesn't matter what it is, you can.
Right.
You know, you saw World War One. You saw World War Two. You were the life-saving blood of all the, most of the major innovations came out of your country. You can. Well, most of the young people in this country have never seen a positive America. A growing, vibrant, economically sound, and maturing economy.
Exactly. Well, not to mention the fact that they've been bombarded in the educational institutions with a lot of negativity about this country.
Right. Right. And a bias that's not there.
Right.
But again, and you're seeing that today on the streets of all the campuses where they no longer even value the very principles that the country is built on. They can't be harmed by listening to a point of view that's different than theirs. So they no longer accept the First Amendment and the ability to hear an alternative point of view.
Which is absolutely critical to the future of our government, to be able to have these open conversations. This is what political correctness has lowered the conversation and the culture to right now, sadly, and we're paying a big price unless we call time out and are able to affect, a convention of the states where we can affect these constitutional amendments, like a balanced budget, the intrusion, the overreach of a government. As my dad used to say, Dr. Coburn, you always have to use the right tool for the right job. And because people have been more interested in being reelected, we end up retrofitting a government that was never designed to be the government of everything.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. And with that comes tremendous loss of freedom. The other thing is it's unjust. Because the people that are making decisions and calling the shots have never been elected to anything.
Mm.
It's a bureaucracy of the federal government that ends up limiting our freedom. It's the bureaucracy of the federal government that tells our states what they can and cannot do.
Tom, you know, it seems that because of the divisiveness that is occurring right now, that is so prevalent in our government, you have Republicans, Democrats, and there almost appears to be, you know, they talk about this deep state. There is this shadow government that's in operation right now that is freaking out because you've got a businessman who has come to D.C. who looks at things a lot different. You know, for example, what you did and with the service you provided for we the people in demonstrating annually with your waste book, the kind of waste. I think the last waste book that you published, it showed over $450 billion in duplicative waste. That's the low-hanging fruit right off the top. And so Trump sees this, and the people have made a lot of money over the years off the inefficiencies of this government, and getting bogged down in all the minutiae and being in the wrong place at the wrong time and just more focused about being reelected. They've been able to run rampant within those lines and carve out a really good living for themselves, while the forgotten man and woman is working 2-3 jobs to try to keep up with what they had a couple of decades ago.
Yeah, well, just remember all this fraud and all this waste and all the dissipation that goes on in Washington has a constituency. And the members of Congress, I mean, we identified all this. We got everybody to agree that it was true.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them wanted to help get rid of it because some of those people receiving that were big contributors. Some of those were big workers within one of the other parties that were benefiting from all the waste, fraud, abuse, and duplication. So, exactly. So again, to me, it's corrupt. It's corrupt because there's not the character there to make the hard choices and to do the right thing, not the expedient thing or the popular thing. And we just don't have many leaders that will do that.
Exactly.
And that says a lot about the virtue of our country right now, but it also says a lot about the careerism that we've fallen into.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Senator, to wrap things up here, Article 5 of the Constitution, it is time to get it engaged. We've made some progress. You've done a great job. You retired early from the Senate in order to join the Convention of the States Project. Where do we stand, and what is the next action step for We the People?
Well, we stand. We've passed this request in 12 states. We are hopeful that we'll pass it another 10 or 12 this next year. The more people that get involved with this, the more people that become active, the more likelihood that we are to pass in state. It's not a partisan issue. It's about freedom and who decides. Who gets to make the decision? Is it unelected bureaucrats and career politicians, or is it at your state house when you're making decisions for your state and your fellow citizens? So we have to get to 34 states, and that's a high bar. Our founders wanted to make it hard, but they also wanted to make sure we could do it. And so I believe we can. I believe we must if we really love our country and love it. Yeah, we need to restore the Constitution to what its original intent was, which was liberty with a large state government and small federal government, and the decision-making being meted out throughout the country at the state and local level rather than at the federal level.
Well, when we need an activated citizenship, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to Dr. Coburn, the former senator from Oklahoma, heed his call. Go to the website conventionofstates.com. Read up on it. Know what it's all about, and also sign up yourself, participate, activate yourself, because it is critical if we're going to stop this runaway government. Tom Coburn, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the book. The book will be linked on our website and featured there as well. Smashing the DC monopoly, using Article 5 to restore freedom and stop this runaway government. Thank you so much, sir.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them. I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.